Chaotic Karachi. Expressions for Sanity. Directed and produced by Ali Gul Pir.
A city of 17 million plus people with only two public hospitals. This is a motif repping how so many of us have to make do with so little. That is the mentality of everything here. Get yours if you can. Balochis, Sindhis, Pathans to Parsis, Ahmadis and even half a million Afghani refugees. This is our Big Apple, our Mumbai, our home, this is Karachi and we are its artists. And my name is Ali Gul Pir. I'm an artist satirist from Pakistan and I'm conducting this episode of Time Zones from my hometown with my fellow artists in Karachi, Pakistan. Karachi has been my home for most of my life. My first love, my first fight, my first job, which was in a bank. I quit a month later. I like money, just don't like managing it for other people. What I did learn is that my humor got me friends. I got accepted there. And that's why, now all in my works, you'll see a strong sense of Karachi in it. May it be the feudals I mock or the Taru men who stare at women in the streets of the city. Let me introduce you to my city by introducing you to my friends. Yes, even though we are in millions, as an artist you often feel disconnected because very few Pakistani artists get the privilege of collaboration with artists from around the world. Create, upload and repeat without knowing what's in store for the future. I talked to Babar Mangi, a young artist who makes his music, writes his raps and also makes his own music videos. I asked Babar how important are collaborations for an artist like him.
That's the first thing they should do, I think. They should come out of their comfort zone. Because the poverty level is too low, a lot of people who are playing classical music are not well educated. They don't have access to computers. So I think people should come out who are already producing and help them and make it into a track. That should happen. And yes, me as a producer, it's been like a few months I've been brainstorming ideas and I have already done something like that. There's a thing called Sera in Sindhi and women sit if there's a wedding, they sit around and then they sing together. Like, it's an a cappella kind of thing. So just like a week ago, I recorded these 6 to 7 women who were doing Sera with claps. It's like clap is the tempo for them. And I've tried to do few beats on them and they sound fire.
Babar is pushing these boundaries, and that signifies the mentality of Karachi artists.
Karachi, jiye Karachi.
It's easy for a rapper, beat producer, and one-man army artist to collaborate with others. But what about a classical musician? I talked to Gul Mohammed, a sarangi player and a classical musician from Hoshiarpur Gharana. For people who don't know what a gharana is, Western classical music history has been documented well with its own language. But on our side, the Eastern classical music fundamentals were made by different families, which are gharanas. Different gharanas founded different rags and they passed them down to their offspring.
The band mein jaane ka maqsad bhi yahi tha kyunki main classical to mera hai ye hamare gharane se chalta hua aa raha hai Hoshiarpur gharane se taluq hai yahan pe classical music thoda sa kam hota ja raha hai Pakistan mein halanki hamare purane bade bade wo legend hamare Pakistan se classical singer musician tabla player sarangi player wo guzre hain to abhi सामने कुछ ऐसा यानी कि क्लासिकल है नहीं लोगों के कानों तक सुनने में आ नहीं रहा इसलिए हमारी यूथ को जो है वो आजकल जो मॉडर्न म्यूजिक है उसी की तरफ है तो फिर मैंने सोचा कि यार थोड़ा इसको चेंज करूं इसमें ब्लूज कैसे बजते हैं इसमें ज़मीर सारंगी में और जैज म्यूजिक की तरफ इसको लेके जाया जाए तो थोड़ा मैं अपना जो एल्बम भी बना रहा हूं वो भी मैंने थोड़ा सा मॉडर्न
अच्छा अपना सोलो एल्बम पे आप काम कर
जी वैसे तो क्लासिकल बेस ही है पर उसको थोड़ा सा मॉडर्न टच लिया है और जैसे रैप स्टाइल चल रहा है आजकल तो मेरी कोशिश है कि मैं इसमें भी कुछ वो सारंगी में कोलैबोरेशंस करूं अली गुल पीर जैसे आर्टिस्टों के साथ
गुल गोज ऑन टू टॉक अबाउट हाउ पाकिस्तान्स हैड सो मेनी क्लासिकल म्यूजिक लेजेंड्स बट नाउ लेस एंड लेस म्यूजिशियंस गेट इनटू इट And therefore, less people are interested in it. People are more into modern pop music. Although he belongs from a Hoshiarpur gharana, but he realized he needs to abandon his classical approach and play blues or jazz with sarangi. Even his new album has a modern touch with many collaborations. And he says he would love to do a rap song with me. Let's see how that works out. I'm feeling glee as I leave Gul's apartment. All this collaboration talk reminds me of my friend Sara Wakar, who's a guitarist and a teacher, and her TikTok collaboration story. Let's go hear it.
Well, he made a video of... he played something on guitar and I really liked it. I played on that video. Yeah. I made another video and I joined both these videos and it came out really good. So that artist messaged me and he was amazed that, oh my God, I never knew that there are female in Pakistan who can play guitar really well. And I was really happy that I just did it for fun, but it had a really good impact.
When you talk about playing music as a woman or as an artist, what are the challenges you face on a day-to-day life?
Well, there's one thing I faced immensely that I realized that it's a male-dominant career. There are female artist in Pakistan. There are a lot of female vocalists, but there aren't any female instrumentalists. I encourage many females to come and play. I even teach guitars. I'm the only female instrumentalist in the room. I feel that I make the guys insecure. There are certain people who are genuinely happy too. They have helped me.
Yeah.
And I want to mention both the sides.
It's unfortunate that artists who are supposed to be more sensitive and empathetic would treat each other badly because of their gender or some other reason. Sarah tells me that despite all of this, she continues to perform with her all-girl band and even teaches music to little girls. I decided to meet my friend and comedian slash podcaster, Shahzad Ghias, in his studio. He tells me his battle is the socio-political state of Pakistan. He talks about how it impacts his work.
Any person who lives in Pakistan, regardless of the work that they do, there's a certain amount of mental bandwidth that will always be devoted to what's happening in the country. I don't think in developed countries there are people who are sitting every day discussing politics all the time, whether that is a legal case, whether that's a politician getting arrested. The fact that that's what is being discussed at every chai dhaba, at every meeting, everywhere that you go, it occupies so much of your mental space that sometimes you don't get the space to think, you don't get the space to read, you don't get the space to disconnect from all of that. Even if you want to, there's no running away from inflation. There's no running away from security issues. Both of us grew up in Karachi at a time when terrorism was a thing. Not that it's not now, but it came to a point where if there was a bomb blast on the side of the road, you could just drive in a different lane on the same road as long as you could get where you wanted to go.
But all these things must have an impact on you. I mean, how can you not be afraid?
I've tried not to let it get to me to the point where I'm afraid to say the things that need to be said. The caveat with that is you're always afraid, you're always conscious. I think sometimes when I do certain podcasts, there are comments which are... It's people who are baffled as to how I can say these things, and they often ask me, "Are you not afraid?" I am. I am. I'm completely conscious, and I'm completely connected to what is happening in the country, and I completely understand the potential repercussions of what we're doing and what we're saying. It's not like the fire has not come close to home. We both have friends who have been affected directly, so. At some point, what needs to be said outweighs the fear that you have. The importance of saying something becomes more important than the fear that you may have.
One of the best ways I've kept external factors at bay and not let it make me feel isolated is work. I just work a lot. I've gotten the opportunity to collaborate with many international artists, which really made me feel like I'm part of a larger global art community, which most Pakistani artists don't get to feel. I asked Babar if he plans to collaborate with international artists, and if not, then why?
I've not tried yet to collaborate with international artists because my niche is like Sindhi rap, and I really don't know if if it's a collaborative approach could be taken towards like English music and Sindhi music, because I think the audience is like very narrowed down right now. Maybe in the future I can consider that. Like, there's a part of me which says that like the niche is narrowed down, but then there's a part of me which says that there are songs like Despacito, Gangnam Style, and like a lot of like Spanish artists like Bad Bunny, and they are doing really good, and people here in Pakistan are listening to them even though they don't understand a thing. So I think, yeah, that's a perspective that we don't think about. We should think about. I don't know why. Maybe we are like. I don't know. I don't have any answer to that.
Batai. Mangiyo na mic hai. But sahi hai. Jo bhi hai. Bhai, assalamualaikum, waalaikum salam. Kon? Gali mera DHM snatch ho gaya phone. Kutte wali zindagi ho gayi hai. Jaani kya karun? Karobar kar leta par bank nahi de loan. Degree sare phaad do, zameen mein gaad do. जी सब की फट चुकी है सीलने की नीड नहीं है जॉब की तो जानी कोई उम्मीद नहीं है सारा टेंशन के मारे अपनी पूरी हुई नींद लड़के 1-5 पे आते हैं और मेरा दिमाग खाते कहते आमदनी नहीं है पेट्रोल नहीं
भरा Why are we so insecure as artists and don't think that anyone would be interested in our work globally? I get the same kind of reply from Sara and Gold as well. Shahzad, on the other hand, has a theory for this. He claims we've always had such bad rulers who've always made us feel unsafe and unsure. Maybe that's why we're this way.
Look at Karachi. There was one time where we couldn't make fun of one man, and that one man had the power to shut the entire city down. The aura that man held, the hold that man had over the entire city, where he could snap his fingers and the entire city would shut down. A part of that was that we could make fun of him, that he was larger than life. And somehow, when people started making fun of him, he became human. And at this point, maybe people who are 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, they look at him on Facebook doing his live streams from London and wonder how could millions ever follow the whims of a man like this. If this man wanted to talk to everybody in Karachi at 3 a.m., all news channels were duty-bound to live stream that. And if they weren't, there would be consequences, as they were on May 12th.
Yeah.
So the surreal life that we live in Pakistan, in Karachi, we don't question it every single day because you have to survive. But a comedian's job is to show you the absurdity of that life, to show you that the system that we all worship may not be as grand as we've made it to be. It's only the fool who can make fun of King Lear. As foolish as King Lear is being, his servants and his subjects will never tell them that the emperor has no clothes. That job only falls to the fool. That's what I am.
So that artist messaged me and he was amazed that, oh my god, I never knew that there are female in Pakistan who can play guitar really well. And I was really happy that I just did it for fun, but it had a really good impact.
So I think people should come out who are already producing and help them and make it into a track.
तो फिर मैंने सोचा कि यार थोड़ा इसको चेंज करूं इसमें ब्लूज कैसे बजते हैं इसमें ज़मीर और सारंगी में और जैज म्यूजिक की तरफ इसको लेके जाया जाए
That job only falls to the fool. That's what I am.
So it's a beauty and a curse. The state our country is in or our society is in, it bogs us down, it brings us down, it isolates us. But at the same time, it also inspires us. It's like biryani. It's bad for your health, but it's biryani. Right? Do you get it? Okay, never mind. That's us from Karachi, Pakistan, time zones, out. Bunch.
से हम साथ बेबी चड्डी बड़ी स्लीप ओवर तू खेले डार्क रूम विद मी मैं खाला का बेटा यस आंटी शमी I'm like a bro but you still love me huh? Hua bhai du habi yes I'm a cousin lover keep it in the family it's arranged brother fuck love marriage same blood love it same last name hamara same nana aur same mama same family drama but a different father kyunki hum sage bhai behan nahi first cousin the baby so it's okay पहले कजन अब हम डजन डजन पहले भाई अब हुए चार भाई सात अंगड़ाई देखो कौन आई मेरी बीवी जो बोलती थी मुझे भाई पहले कजन अब हम डजन डजन पहले भाई अब हुए चार भाई सात अंगड़ाई देखो कौन आई मेरी बीवी जो बोलती थी मुझे भाई साइड वाले अगली हैं इसलिए अम्मी की साइड से जोड़ी बनी है मुझसे थोड़ी बड़ी है पर मेरी परी है हर फैमिली फंक्शन में मेरे साथ खड़ी है खोखो खेलने की तेरी यादें आई लव यू अभी आई मीन बेबी आई गो क्रेजी आई एम जस्ट टेकिंग ओनली यू बेबी कैन मेक मी टू ऑल द कजिन्स आउट देयर कैन आई गेट अ पहले कजन अब हम डजन डजन पहले भाई अब हुए चार भाई सात अंगड़ाई देखो कौन आई मेरी बीवी जो बोलती थी मुझे भाई पहले कजन अब हम डजन डजन पहले भाई अब हुए चार भाई सात अंगड़ाई देखो कौन आई मेरी बीवी जो बोलती थी मुझे भाई
Chaotic Karachi Expressions for Sanity Featuring Babar Mangi Sara Wakar Shrizad Giaz Gul Muhammad Directed and produced by Ali Gul Pir Co-produced by Norient and Goethe Institute
Hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to the Time Zones Karachi episode. Time Zones is a project co-produced by Norient and Goethe Institute. You can go to the website and check out the previous episodes. In today's episode, which centers on Karachi, we are joined by Bilal Ali, Ali Gulpir, and myself, Rafe Mahmood. I am a culture journalist and researcher from Pakistan. And Ali Gulpir is a well-known satirist, musician, and comedian. Bilal Ali is the vocalist of a young and popular band from Pakistan called Kashmir. In this episode of Time Zones, we are going to discuss the hurdles and problems musicians in Karachi face in doing what they love. Does the melting pot of culture, a city of 20 million people, actually deliver on its promise of a huge audience? So what I really want to pick your brains about is that what is the biggest hurdle you face as a musician in Karachi?
There used to be a time where there used to be a concert every week. I remember when I was in college, this around 2006, 2000, up till 2010. But then things got unsafe and more terrorist attacks and therefore less concerts. And then COVID happened. So now I feel like Live shows were the main bread and butter for musicians in Pakistan, not just Karachi, and they've gone down considerably. Now you have shows, but they're big shows when they happen, and the big stars might get consistent shows and tour, but that aspect of touring has gone down, and that, I feel, has hurt the musician.
And Bilal, coming to you, you've been a part of a very well-known upcoming band, Kashmir. You've been around for 5 years. You won a talent contest, and you've been making new music, performing live, and you're very much a part of this Gen Z crowd who are catering to a new audience. So do you think there are enough people listening to music and there are enough avenues to perform in Karachi?
There's a huge lack of visibility. And it's mainly when a brand is supporting you. As you said, I came out of a talent competition,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We were making the same music 8 years ago from then, that time. And those were the songs that we played on the show. And that's how we got discovered. And there's so many artists over here that make really good music. But as you were speaking about earlier as well, ke music comes from a place of truth. But your truth has to be in demand as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that demand in Karachi or in Pakistan has to be created. That identity has to be created by a brand, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no brand investing into music at the moment, then there's no music scene.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, I'd like to come back to Ali and put forward two important questions. First of all, Ali, it's related to the kind of music you make. Your music is usually about socio-political issues that are relevant. You mostly make rap music, borderlining with hip-hop or different kinds of genres, but it's very much picking up with the vibe of the society. How does the audience respond to that? And does that somehow limit your performance venues?
So there's no lack of audience. I mean, I've done shows where there have been 4,000 people, and then I've done shows for 400 or even 100 person show. So I think the audience is there. It's just that there needs to be like for example, nowadays I'm doing comedy more than I'm doing music, and you look at Karachi and you look at so many stand-up comedians. I personally know like 40-50 just in Karachi, and there's not a single comedy club. There's no single area where there's a music club. Even if there is, it's some rich guy's house where there only limited people can go, and you cannot create stars unless you have these, you know, like in New York, anywhere you go, America, wherever the music scene is booming, it's because they have these venues where new acts can come and perform, and people see or what's happening in the city, what kind of music is being played. Back in the day, we would have gigs and we would see like bands like Gravity or Messiah. There was a band and there would weekly be gigs.
Bilal, you're a musician. And like we say that, you know, the only thing you can do is you make music. So something who's specifically a musician and relies heavily on live performances, because you have a band, you have a 5-member band, if I'm not wrong. You have a 6-member band, right? So how do you see? Do you see there's an ecosystem in place to ensure that talented bands get the right opportunities to perform, get the right opportunities to connect with the live audience?
It's even more difficult for a band because obviously whatever amount of money you're making, it's going to be divided in a number of people, right?
Yeah.
So if you're making an insane amount of money, even that gets divided and becomes a nominal amount of money.
Yeah.
So fine. You guys are all single and you're doing your thing. You're hanging out, partying and performing. You're having fun. You get a bit older. You get married. You've got more people reliant on you. That now amount of money also seems lesser. And that's one of the reasons I think bands in Pakistan, they always say, why do bands break up? Because that amount of money, that is already so low if you compare it to global standards. Okay. That is so low, and then it's being divided in 5 or 6.
So let me interject here. So would I be correct to say that if you are solely a musician in Karachi,
yeah,
it's a very uncertain profession?
It's a very uncertain profession. Every musician knows for a fact you're going to perform for 6 months if you're lucky. And the rest of the 6 months is going to be Muharram or Ramadan, and you know, it's a religious month for us, and we don't perform in those times, and there are no shows as well. So, and we don't have, as Ali said, any communal places that we can go to and just perform, and new acts can come up and sing over there, and or be mentored by, or we get mentored. We had no mentors growing up. We had no association in any music circles.
Coming back to Karachi's history, and I'd like to go there, as Ali said, that there was a time when MQM, the political party that was dominant in Karachi, would sort of intervene in all the concerts. All the 90s musicians know that they were either picked, they were either sort of almost taken in a hostage-like situation or pressured to perform or not to perform. Back then, they created a lot of opportunities, but at the same time, they also created a lot of hurdles today. Do we still have, in your experience, Bilal and Ali, the authorities trying to mingle or trying to sort of stop you from performing?
I have a recent story, actually. This happened about, I think, 6 months ago. Six months ago. And we were performing in a very prestigious big university of Karachi. And right at the time of our sound check, we got to know that we might not be performing because there's a religious party that does not want any music.
Religious political party.
And then the head of department for that university had to speak to them and make promises that this will be the last performance. Everything is done. We've paid for it. And please let this happen for the last time. From this day onwards, there'll be no performances over here. Then we didn't have any sound check. We just went on stage and performed for 1 hour. Whereas our performance was supposed to be an hour, 30 minutes. So there's still problems. Then 2 weeks after that, our good friends, I won't name the band, really good friend of ours, were performing in the same university. Their performance was cancelled.
Oh, wow.
It was the same party.
Yeah. And it's a very prestigious university. And so, Ali, did you face any kind of, you know, if I may say, censorship or someone morally trying to control your music or stopping a performance? Did you face any similar experience?
I think we've lost more musicians and more artists because of it being economically not making sense for them.
There's no ecosystem for them to make it into an industry, basically.
Because if someone is listening from Europe or America and they can't understand why we're not making through streams, they should know that we don't get the money that, you know, the stream money is only good if it's in millions. So if you're getting millions of streams, maybe that money is good. But that money comes to us through different labels and whatever agencies you want to call them. And that money is peanuts.
Ali and Bilal, that was a very enriching discussion. In this episode of Time Zone, we were able to circumvent through several issues that musicians in Karachi face. And above them, the topmost are a lack of ecosystem. A city of such huge numbers does not have an organized system, network, guilds, or clubs for musicians to come together and create avenues for themselves. And at the same time, the social, religious, and even cultural taboo associated with music also comes into play. You can also check out other Time Zones episodes co-produced by Norient and Goethe Institute. Thank you. Time Zones. Bonus.